Let's open our Bible. Second Chronicles chapter 16. Second Chronicle chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord move into and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. Let us pray. Father, thanks for a beautiful morning that we can come and seek you, and we want to know your heart to us. So let us speak to us, Father, this morning, so we become a person that completely our heart come to you only. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Few days ago, when I go to 10th floor, I see many books at youth room. And then Rachel told me, Pastor Slamet, you can see and you can take the book. And then after I take some book, I pick one. The title of this book is Spiritual Leadership from D.L. Moody. And we know that D.L. Moody is one of the greatest spiritual leader. He made a lot of revival meeting at his time. And then when I take this book, I read it, then I know this book is very has strong relationship with me, because I need to learn to be a leader, to learn to be a leader. Because what I know, at the end, the temptation of a leader is themselves. The temptation of the leader is themselves. How the leader can loyal to God? How the leader can completely come to God? When we start ministry, everything God say to us, we do it. Do this. Sunday, you must come to the church. Yes. But after we do ministry for 10 years, for 20 years, sometime, everything that we done it because of us. That's why when I was studying at seminary, we have one session. The speaker asks the student, what is the meaning of serving God? What is the meaning of serving God? Everybody try to answer this question. And the preacher said, the meaning of serving God is being servant. What is the meaning of being servant? Being servant means always say yes to your master and no to yourself. But after we serve for many years, we jump to temptation to say yes to ourselves, but no to God. That's why the first requirement to be a spiritual leader is to be loyal to God. And then Moody takes this verse to remind us. So we try to understand the situation of this verse. The verse that we read before is come to the to one king. The king name is Asa. I don't know if it's right. Asa. In Bahasa we call Asa. In English maybe Asa. The king name Asa. God sent a prophet and then tell king of Asa, for the eyes of the Lord moved to and fro throughout the earth, that he might strongly support those whose heart is completely his. Other fashion talk, whose heart is loyal to his. Yeah. We need to know the situation of King of Asa. Let's open chapter 14. Yeah. First, second. In the beginning of his reign and ministry, the Bible told us Asa did good and right in the sight of the Lord his God. In the beginning, yeah, Asa did good and right in the sight of the Lord his God. So, why don't you and me change the name of Asa, become your name and my name? Yeah? You get it? Okay? Yeah. When we read the Bible, we need to use the Bible to speak to us. So, let's read this verse by using your name. Not my name, but your name. Okay? 1, 2, 3. You read your name, David? Yeah. David did good and right in the sight of the Lord his God. Okay. And then after that, we see verse 6. He built 45 cities in Judah, since the land was undisturbed, and there was no one at war with him during those years, because the Lord has given him rest. First, second, Asa did good, and then the result is, Lord give him rest. And then, now we see verse 11. Then Asa called the Lord of his God and said, Lord, there is no one beside you to help in the battle between the powerful and those who have no strength. So help us, O Lord our God, for we trust in you and in your name. Have come against this multitude, O Lord, you are our God. Let not men prevail against you. So, after Asa led the kingdom, always something happened. And this time, there is enemy come to attack this kingdom. And we know that from verse 8, the king of Asa has 300,000 soldiers. 300,000 soldiers. But the enemy who come to attack him has 1,000,000. In verse 9, we can see that now Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and he came to Merasa. King of Asa has 300,000, but the enemy come with 1,000,000. You get it? That means if they fight one to one, so one soldier from Asa must kill 3 soldiers from the enemy. So if we compare with this comparison, maybe they need come to Shaolin Temple and learn Kung Fu so that can attack this guy. Yeah. Because one fight with 3. Yeah. If I fight with 3 people like David, I can do it. But if I fight 3 people like Pastor Hanshu, I cannot do it. Huh? So this one must fight with 3. That means it's not easy. Even I have kung fu, I hit this one and two from the back and hit me. We cannot do it. So 300,000 compare 1,000,000. This a big problem. And thanks God, King Asa come and then say to the Lord, call the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one beside you to help us. I think same problem come to our life. Sometime God allow us to face big problem. Yeah. In the same time, we have no money to pay our rent. In the same time, we need to send some money to our parents. In the same time, we lose our job. Jobless in Hong Kong, poor than poor man. What I can say like that. Jobless in Hong Kong, poor than poor man. My uncle said to me, you come to Hong Kong, live to Hong Kong. I want to tell you, in Hong Kong, every day, we need to have $100 in pocket. If we don't have $100, we cannot survive. That means Hong Kong, in one side, good city. In another side, cruel city. So sometimes we have this kind of problem. In the same time, we need to pay rent. In the same time, we need to send money to our parents. In the same time, we lose job. Big problem. But thanks God. Our God always hear our prayer. When Asa have this kind of problem, he come to the Lord. And then God fight for him. Second thing, we continue this story. We open first 8 chapter 15. Now, when Asa heard those words and the prophecy with Azariah, the son of Oded, the prophet spoke, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he had captured in the hill country of Ephraim. He then restored the altar of the Lord, which was in front of porch of the Lord. Number one, I told you at the beginning, Asa did something good. The second point, when there is enemy, Asa come to God and cry to God. The third thing, the Bible told us, Asa removed all idols in his country. All idols. That means Asa brought his people only come to the Lord. This is a beautiful, this is very, very good thing that Asa did it for God. Bring people come to the Lord. As we know that the reason of King Judah and Israel come down to the enemy, because God leave them. Why God leave Israel and Judah? Because they leave God. But this king is very good. He brought all people come to the Lord. He did it in the first year of his reign. But after that, we see chapter 16, verse 1. In the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasha king of Israel came up against Judah and fortified Ramah in order to prevent anyone from going out or coming in to king in Asa king of Judea. 36 years. After 36 years, what happened with king of Asa? Problem come again. I let you know, problem always come in our life. Don't scare with the problem, but we need to face the problem rightly. After rain 36 years, there's a problem. And then when problem come, this time, we read verse 2. Then Asa brought out silver and gold from the treasure of the house of the Lord and king house, and sent them to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who lived in Damascus, and saying, let there be a treaty between you and me, as between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent you silver and gold. Go break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me. Brothers and sisters, the first problem come when he has 300,000 soldiers and he need to face 1 million. When the second problem come, king of Asa didn't come to Lord, but he came to king of Aram, Ben-Hadad. And he asked king of Aram, withdraw from king of Baasha in order to protect his kingdom. So brothers and sisters, I can say that this is the worst thing that king of Asa did in his life. Not come to the Lord, but come to other power to protect his kingdom. Sometimes we think we are smart. When we have problem, we just find consultant, we just find friend, we just ask doctor, we just ask something that we think they are smart. But we never come to the Lord. Same like king of Asa. When problem come, oh, I see, I know, I want to do this one. What happened after this? God sent a prophet and remind him. God said, for the eyes of the Lord moved to and fro throughout the earth, that he might strongly support those who has is completely his. So brothers and sisters, the meaning of completely his mean we need to seek God when we have problem or we don't have problem. King of Asa lost power from God because he is not completely seeking God. First requirement to be a leader or servant of God, you need to have loyal heart, seeking God. Seeking God, it doesn't mean in the beginning, but the whole life. The whole life. I start give my life to God when I was 20. This year, I'm 45. Look younger because I cut my hair. I have done this ministry for 25 years. 25 years. I really learned from this verse because this verse hit myself. Because person who did ministry for long, long time, they tend to jump to this temptation. Not loyal to God. Not loyal to God. I have experience as a salesman. Usually, the first time someone who did a sales job, very loyal to his boss. Yes, boss. Yes, boss. Yes, boss. After he sells a lot of product, then he can have three boss behind. This product, this product, this product. But at the same time, he can cheat everything because he thinks he is smart. Same, when we do ministry and we think we can do it, maybe at the same time we have three bosses. Number one, God. Number two, yourself. Number three, your ambition. when we have this kind of motivation in doing ministry or lead something, then we need to remember this verse. The Bible said, He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His. King of Asa lost everything because he is not seeking God. He is seeking other power in order to back up his kingdom. At the end, the Bible told us, we read verse 11, Now the act of Asa, from first to last, behold, they are written in the book of King of Judea in Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet. His disease was served, yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord but the physician. So Asa slept with his father and having died in the 41st year of his reign. Yeah. 5 years again, he died. He died in disease. He never get support from God. Why? Because he left God. Brothers and sisters, so sad. First year to 35, follow God. But the last 5 years, leave God means nothing. This kind of example can happen in your ministry and my ministry. That's why this morning I remind you, let us seeking God. If we seek God, then He may strongly support us. Strongly support us. This the Bible told us. Last week, I read from Hebrews chapter 11. Yeah, it is good to read again. Let us open Hebrews 11. Verse 6, Hebrews 11, verse 6. The last sentence, He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. What kind of rewards that God give it to us if we loyal to Him? You read by yourself, Psalm chapter 63. If I have opportunity to share again, I will share Psalm chapter 63. Now time is up. Let us pray. Let us see our spiritual position in front of God this morning. Do we stay in the position of seeking Him, or do we stay in the position far from Him? Do we experience strongly support from God, or we feel that life so sorrow, life meaningless? The good news is, the Bible told us, He strongly support to those who loyal to Him. How is your obedience to Him? How is your heart? Let's see how you follow Him. Are you still in the first love to Him? Yeah, we need to be loyal to Him. We ask God to protect our heart so that the whole life we just loyal to Him. Lord Jesus, thank you for remind us to be loyal to you. Thanks for your promise that you always completely support to those who are loyal to you. Bring ourselves, come close to you, and always depend you in our life. Thanks, Father. Brothers and sisters, let's spend our time this morning to bring our intercession to God, for whom who need our support. This is the list of brothers and sisters who are suffer in physical illness. We pray for them who has cancer, need to do chemo and radiation therapy and surgery recovery. Let's pray together. We also pray for their salvation. We pray that during their weakness, they can see the power of God who come to them and give them healing, but also salvation. Let's pray for their heart so that they can open their heart to God. The last, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are seeking jobs. We believe that God will prepare the best for them. Today we pray for mission focus. We pray for the board. We pray for hospitality ministry. We pray for men's and women ministry. We pray for house church activities. But of course, we also pray for special weekend. Pastor Sam Kim coming to Hong Kong, and then he shared the word for our anniversary week. We pray that during this week, something happen in our church. We get revival, and then we can move one more step close to Him. Let's pray together.
Father, thank you for spending time with us. Thank you for your word that you always want to support us. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your guidance. We pray that you always hold us, bring us come close near you, and life with depending to you. Thank you, Father. We will leave this church and then go to our own activity, but in the midst of our activity, we always seek you. We always put you. We always work with you in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.